Hi, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to the KevCast. I'm your host, Kevin Winder, author of Getting Better When You Can't. This is a podcast that's designed to help you see things from a very different perspective. I believe you'll find the content interesting, engaging, and even life-changing. Please check out my website at www.kevinwinder.com. And remember, I spell Kevin like the number 7. Be sure to sign up for my weekly newsletter entitled Winder's Weekly Wisdom. Thanks so much for tuning in, and now, on to the KevCast.
La 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 la, Luke! Luke, I am your father! La 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 la.
Aw, I've interrupted happy time.
Hi, everyone, and thanks so much for joining the KevCast. What you were just listening to was a scene from Tommy Boy. You heard Chris Farley and David Spade in one of their great scenes. Sorry if the audio wasn't optimal, but I think you got the gist. Why in the world would I start today like that? Well, today we're going to be talking about shedding confusion. Shedding confusion. It's very important. You know why? Because we're very confused about what confusion actually is. So I want to talk a little bit about that. And it's going to seem like we're going into the weeds a little bit. So stay with me, because I think there's something important that we can really learn. Now, this clip that I just played, it is funny only to some people. It's not funny to other people. The difference is it's only funny to those people who possess the categories necessary to understand it. It's not funny if you lack those categories, because this would be somewhat confusing. This illuminates what confusion ultimately is. So if we break this down, right, we can learn something here. Now, in my book, Oblivious, and I promise I'm getting that book done. It should be done after the new year. I hope that it'll be launched in Q1. It's really getting close. But I talk in that book about how culture is a shared understanding of a particular set of categories that a group has in common. Okay? So if you share a category of Tommy Boy, then you are part of a culture that grasps and understands Tommy Boy and this joke and this movie clip that I just played you. If you lack that category, then you are confused. So the joke taps into a cultural reference about popular movies and about comedians. So knowing and having knowledge of categories equates to cultural knowledge. The more you know about certain things, the more cultural knowledge you possess. Now, cultural knowledge then locates us either on the inside or outside of a particular culture. So if we have a Tommy Boy culture, if that's such a thing, and we possess the knowledge of Tommy Boy, the movie, then we belong inside that culture, and this joke was funny. If we lack that category, we lack the cultural knowledge and thus are outside of the culture. Does that make sense? Great. I hope so, because we're going to build on that. So maturity then is when we have a particular area and it's defined by a number of the categories that we possess in that area. So if we are mature in a particular area, if we have a category of understanding or knowledge and we're mature in it, that means that we possess a lot of information in that category. Let me make sense of all this by giving you an example. So if I understand a lot about drywall, then I possess a lot of categories to making sense of the subject drywall. If I know about jewelry or tacos or spleens, then I become mature in those areas. So maturity is actually the gaining of knowledge in a particular category. That should make a lot of sense to you. As you go around, if you know something about spleens and tacos, and hopefully not spleens made of tacos made of spleens, that would be kind of nasty, then you can talk to other people who know something about tacos and spleens, and you can share something in common. That thing you share in common is your culture, your shared culture. So then, confusion is not possessing enough categories to understand a particular topic. Right? Confusion is immaturity in a particular area. You see, as children, we possess very few categories, and thus we are not tuned in to the adult world or the world around us very much. We only have a few categories. Where do we get food? Where do we go to the bathroom? Who's our mom? Who's our brother? Right? Where do we live? Those are the categories as a kid. And so we're confused most of the time. As we grow, we gain more categories. As we gain more categories of understanding and knowledge, and we put our knowledge into different buckets, right? The world and life starts to open up to us, okay? So far, so good? Good. Here's my point. We all want certain aspects of life to open up to us, don't we? As we grow, we want to have a great career. You're probably out there and maybe you want a wonderful spouse. You want a terrific marriage. You want to have a loving family. You want to have deep friendships, not just surface ones. And maybe you really want to enjoy your life. Maybe you're frustrated because none of those things are coming about. You see, unfortunately, these aspects of life are not open to all people. While we live in a country that promises the pursuit of happiness, not all people have access to that happiness. Why? Because they're confused. Confusion then erodes our ability to possess these things that we all desire. The reason it is because these things require a prerequisite. The prerequisite is that we apprehend a certain number of categories, or else these good things, the world will elude us. Now, the world will also elude us if we have knowledge of a category, but we ignore that knowledge. This is just another way of saying that if your life is not what you want, it's usually because of something you don't know or something you won't do. It's something you don't know or you won't do. Now, sometimes it's simply because you're in a disadvantaged position, physically, emotionally, financially, geographically. There's so many places that can put you outside of the reach of these things that you desire. But if you know the right things and will do the right things, you can move into conformity to them over time. Some places it's much harder, some places it's much easier. But usually the life that we have eludes us because of something we don't know or won't do. Okay? The lesson then for us is that all humanity is always learning, despite our confusion. See, in scripture, this is called being a disciple. A disciple simply means a learner or a student. But it says that only the students will know the truth, and that truth will make them free. That comes out of John chapter 8, verse 31 and 32. This is because a student is humble and learns from a teacher. Now, a teacher is a logos. That's a Greek word for the meaning, means word. It's a teacher. It's so much more than that. I'll just say that. But it's at least that. Okay? It's at least a teacher. And so if you can find the teacher and be humble enough to learn, you'll gain the truth, and that truth will set you free. It's a universal truth. It's a beautiful teaching. And it's something that you probably have already figured out to be true in life. Now, of course, learning has a problem. Learning can stop. Learning stops completely at the moment you have certainty. You see, certainty is not the same as confidence. We have, and we can have, confidence that what we know is correct, while still possessing humility to learn more. If we become certain, we actually lose humility and we stop growing, and the world and life closes up to us. A student who is certain will try and teach the teacher. Oh, that teacher doesn't know what he's talking about. I know what I'm talking about, and blah, blah, blah. That doesn't mean the teacher is always right. There's a disposition that's incumbent upon the learner to have humility to learn, even if you don't think the person is right. If you can possess that, you'll have humility. If you can't, you become certain and you lose your humility. Now, you can test yourself. And this is something I encourage you to do. You can find out whether or not you've become hardened by your own certainty by watching your reaction to information that at first seems contrary to your present understanding. So, for example, If you usually watch CNN, I encourage you to turn on Fox News. If you usually listen to Republicans, listen to Democrats. If you just take the opposite perspective and ask yourself, what do you do when somebody tries to say something that's the opposite of what you believe? See, if you reject it, you've become certain and you've lost humility. Now, if you're open to consider how this opposing perspective could possibly be true, then you are a student. You see, it's easy to conclude that it is daytime right now, but it's also nighttime. And you could be dead set that it is day and insist on arguing till the day comes, and you will never be humble enough to learn a higher transcendent perspective that it is both day and light and night right now. You see what I'm saying? Now, do you see why politics and sports and academics and religion are so divisive? Now, I know that many of my posts and my blogs and my webcasts or podcasts have content that rubs people the wrong way. I know that. I don't do this for shock value, but I do it to help widen our categories with a diverse audience like mine. I'm sure to offend both sides. So, you know, I try and introduce a third way. I'm not going to teach you one side or the other side. I'm going to teach you a third side. You see, this is because in my audience, which is very divisive, I have religious people who desperately need a wider perspective. They need that wider perspective to view their faith, but they're extremely fearful and distrusting of any idea that falls outside of their religious establishment. Thus, they grow their faith in exclusivity, right? Now, if you're a non-believer, you're not off the hook. You see, non-believers desperately need a wider perspective too. They need a wider perspective in order to recognize that they actually do possess a faith. But they are extremely fearful and distrusting of the religious establishment. And as a result, they're content to just leave their faith in its larval stage of development. So, here we have it. We have two opposing perspectives. Both are desperately in need of a wider perspective. Both are in fear and in distrust. Interesting. Now, I didn't start out with the perspectives that I have. Trust me, I gained them over a long time trying to learn. I always said it's nice to warm your hands to somebody else's fire. Now, I'm not going to have the perspectives I have forever. That's what this means. The perspective I hold today should be in some way altered by what I learn tomorrow. Thus, I can't be stuck in one way. So if I'm saying the same thing in the exact same way over and over again, maybe you've heard your preacher say it 1,000 different times for 10 years, 20 years, maybe it's time they gain a new perspective. You see, my perspectives are changing. And it's not a sign of deficiency or that I let go of anything. It's that I'm taking all those things I've learned and I'm learning them in new ways because I'm gaining new categories. But I'm confused about things, just like you. But I hope that in the future, those things that I'm confused about will become much clearer. That is the shedding of confusion. The shedding of confusion is truly a spiritual process, regardless of the subject. If you're studying politics or academics or sports or business or religion, if you're learning, you're undergoing a transformation, a transformation ultimately of who you are. Education itself is truly a spiritual endeavor. There isn't really a separation between education and spiritual or religious education. They're both the same thing. And in order to have that process, it takes tremendous humility. You have to learn it. You have to want it. You have to find a teacher. And like I've heard so many times, that when the student is ready, the teacher appears. It's the very definition of spiritual growth. It's the key that opens up the world and life to us. And I know that's what you want. I know that's what I want. I can tell you that as I've gained categories, the world has opened up to me. The world of business, the world of spirituality, the world of love, the world of friendships, each of my worlds is deeper and richer and more fulfilled because of the categories that I'm fortunate enough to possess. That is what I desire for all of us. We have to take our spiritual growth seriously. We have to be focused on spiritual maturity because that is the hallmark of the emerging world. Thanks for growing with me and becoming a part of this movement. If I can answer any questions, please don't hesitate to ask, and I hope you come back for another episode of the KevCast. Thanks so much for tuning in to the KevCast. It really means a lot that you give your time and energy to this. It's my goal that this content is challenging sometimes, but mostly helpful, inspiring, and encouraging to you. It's my goal that in the end, you become a much better person. And guess what? I'll become a better person if I hear from you. I welcome your feedback, good or bad. I'd love to start a dialogue with you. If I can answer any questions, please reach out to me at my website, www.kevinwinder.com. Now, remember, I'm a member of the Experts Academy, and I help people who want to understand spirituality to make sense of their religious experience so that they can clearly see God in the world. Until next time, have a great day.